So, we are very, very happy to have come back home, back to Riga. You may say, but how could you possibly think this place could be home? This is such a hellish place after all. But we're not talking about the material Riga. We're talking about the spiritual Riga. ISKCON Riga. The Sadhu Sangha available in Riga.
Kur Sadhu Sangha ir iespējams šeit Rīgā.
This is our actual home.
Un tās ir mūsu patiesās mājas.
So, to that Riga we are very happy to be.
Un šajā Rīgā mēs esam ļoti laimīgi un priecīgi būt.
If you all were not here, we wouldn't want to be here.
Ja jūs visi šeit nebūtu, tad arī mēs šeit nebūtu.
Because you were here.
Bet tāpēc, ka jūs esat šeit.
We are absolutely delighted to be here.
Un tāpēc mēs esam ārkārtīgi priecīgi būt šeit.
So, tonight we are reading from
Un šokar mēs lasīsim no
Srimad Bhagavad Gita
Srimad Bhagavad Gītas
Chapter number 7
Septītās nodaļas
Text number 13
13. Pantu
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tribhi Gunamayai. Bhavai Ebi Sarvam Idam Jagat Mohitam Na Abhijanati Mam Ebhya Param Avyayam Tribhir gunamaya bhavair Ebi sarvam idam jagat Mohitam nati janati Mabebhya paramavyayam Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. Purport. The whole world is enchanted by three modes of material nature. Those who are bewildered by these three modes cannot understand that transcendental to this material nature is the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Every living being under the influence of material nature has a particular type of body and a particular type of psychological and biological activities accordingly. And there are four classes of men functioning in the three modes of material nature. And those who are purely in the mode of goodness are called brahmanas. And those who are purely in the mode of passion are called kshatriyas. And those who are in the modes of both passion and ignorance are called vaishyas. And those who are completely in ignorance are called shudras. And those who are less than that are animals or animal life. However, these designations are not permanent. I may either be a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or whatever. In any case, this life is temporary. But although life is temporary, and we do not know what we are going to be in the next life, by the spell of this illusory energy, we consider ourselves in terms of this bodily conception of life, and thus we think that we are American, Indian, Russian, Latvian, or Brahmin, Hindu, Muslim, etc. I added the word Latvian for you. And if we become entangled with the modes of material nature, then we forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is behind all these modes. So Lord Krishna says that living entities deluded by these three modes of nature do not understand that behind the material background is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many different kinds of living entities, human beings, demigods, animals, etc. And each and every one of them is under the influence of material nature, and all of them have forgotten the transcendental personality of Godhead. And those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, and even those who are in the mode of goodness, cannot go beyond the impersonal Brahman conception of the Absolute Truth. They are bewildered before the Supreme Lord and His personal feature, which possesses all beauty, opulence, knowledge, strength, fame, and renunciation. When even those who are in goodness cannot understand, what hope is there for those in passion and ignorance? Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all these three modes of material nature, and those who are truly established in Krishna consciousness are actually liberated. Om Jnana Timanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, there is nothing more important than these topics of the Lord. Whenever such topics are going on, we should become very, very eager to hear.
Mums ir jābūt ļoti, ļoti alpatīgiem to dzirdēt.
That enthusiasm for hearing,
šīs dzirdēšanas entuziasms,
is the most important thing for our Krishna consciousness.
Šis klausīšanās entuziasms ir vissvarīgākais Krishnas apziņā.
If we're not enthusiastic to hear, you know what that means? If we're not enthusiastic to hear, do you know what that means?
Vai jūs zināt, ko nozīmē tas, ja es neesmu entuziastisks dzirdēt?
It means we are very proud and puffed up.
Tas nozīmē, ka mēs esam ļoti lepni un uzpūtušies.
We don't think we have to listen to anyone.
Mums šķiet, ka mums nav jāklausās nevienā.
And you know what that pride is?
Un jūs zināt, no kurienes kas ir šī
pārgrieža? It's a knife cutting our throat.
Un tas ir nāzis, kas pārgriež mūsu rīpuri.
So therefore, we should be humble.
Tāpēc mums ir jābūt pazemīgiem.
Therefore, we offer our obeisances to the devotees.
Tāpēc mēs citiem baktām piedāvājam savus paklānes.
We learn to love and respect the devotees.
Mēs mīlam un cienam citus baktus.
Because that humility,
tāpēc, ka šī pazemība,
gives us the ability to hear nicely.
Dod mums spēju klausīties ļoti labi.
And when you hear nicely, your mind becomes very peaceful.
Un tad, kad jūs uzmanīgi klausāties, tad jūsu prāts kļūst mierīgs.
All the anxieties go away.
Un visi satraukumi aiziet projām.
It's like a little child is crying and crying and crying.
Tā kā mazs bērns, kurš raud un raud un raud.
But when she comes to her mother's lap,
tad, kad viņš nonāk mātes klēpī,
he's completely happy.
Tad viņš ir pilnīgi laimīgs.
So, if we hear this wonderful message of Krishna,
Und da im Esidam,
one of them.
We hear this wonderful message of Krishna. If we hear this wonderful message of Krishna, the Vedic wisdom, then what are we doing? We are coming back to our mother's lap. Because Vedas, they are mother. So by hearing nicely the Vedic wisdom, in one simple stroke, we become totally free of anxiety. So therefore, whenever we have this opportunity to hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, we should drop everything and just come and hear. Unless we have a prescribed duty that requires us to do something else, then we have to follow our authority. But the authorities will arrange as far as possible that everyone is free to hear during the class time. Look at all the great hearing pastimes in the Vedic history. How many famous hearing pastimes are there? We have a lot of famous hearers in Vedic culture. Arjuna is a famous hearer. Maharaj Parikshit is a famous hearer. The sages of Namisharanya. Do you know who is the most famous hearer in the history of the universe? His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Trinandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. He heard, because he heard so nicely from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura. That's how he got initiated. Because he was very eager to hear when others were not so eager to hear. So this quality of hearing was noted by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura. This boy hears very nicely. So yes, I will initiate him. So, if you want to know the insider's secret of how to advance in Krishna consciousness, I am revealing it to you right now. You have to be very, very eager to hear. As Krishna says, Katayanta chamam nityam.
Krishna saka.
Always chanting about me.
Vienmēr daudzinot manus vārdus.
Chanting means hearing also.
Daudzinot arī un klausoties arī.
And what does Krishna say?
Ko Krishna saka?
Tasyanti cha brahmanti cha. They derive great satisfaction and enjoyment by this Krishna katā. So we have come, Mataji and I have come from America to bring you the ultimate enjoyment.
Of course,
you're already doing it, but we came to give you some more of it. The supreme enjoyment, Krishna Katha.
Augstāko baudījumu, Krishna Katha.
I mean, why suffer?
Kāpēc būtu jācieš?
Is there any reason to suffer?
Vai ir kāds iemesls, kāpēc būtu jācieš?
Can anybody give me one good reason why you should suffer?
Vai kāds no jums var iedot man vienu labu iemeslu, kāpēc vajadzētu ciest?
You know, the only reason that people suffer.
Jūs zināt vienīgo iemeslu, kāpēc cilvēki cieš?
I got one word for it. Stupidity, that's all. The only reason people suffered is out of damn stupidity. All you have to do is become a little smart by hearing from Guru and Krishna. And understand that if you hear about Krishna as much as possible, and understand that if you hear about Krishna as much as possible, you will taste the sweetest nectar at every minute. So what if there's nobody to preach to you about Krishna? What will you do? If there's nobody there to preach to you about Krishna, what you will do? You have lips, don't you? Then you simply chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So you have lips, don't you? Did you translate it? Okay, good. So what is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty? To prevent you from being the happiest person in the whole world? There is no difficulty. If you will chant Hare Krishna and hear the holy names of the Lord and the topics of the Lord, you will relish the sweetest nectar at every minute.
Jūs atkārtosiet Dieva svētos vārdus, jūs klausīsieties par Krishnu, tad jūs izbaudīsiet visu saldāko nektāru.
This is the ultimate secret.
Un tas ir galējais noslēpums, augstākais noslēpums.
According to Krishna.
Saskaņā ar pašu Krishnu.
Raja Guhyam. It is the ultimate secret.
Tas ir augstākais noslēpums.
And now we are giving it to you tonight.
Un mēs šobrīd dodam to jums šovakar.
Gratis. Free. We're giving it to you free of charge.
Mēs to dodam bez jebkādas samaksas.
With a very strong warning.
Bet ar ļoti nopietnu brīdinājumu.
Don't take it cheaply.
Neuztveriet to kā kaut kādu lētu lietu.
Just because it's free doesn't mean it's valueless.
Tas, ka es saku, tas ir bez maksas, nenozīmē, ka tas ir kaut kāds nevērtīgs.
What we are giving you is more valuable than even all the wealth of this world multiplied by 10 trillion times.
To, ko mēs šovakar šeit dodam, tas ir daudz vērtīgāks par visām bagātībām uz zemes, kas ir pareizināts ar 10 miljardu reižu.
So don't you dare take it cheaply.
Un neuzdrošinieties to nenovērtēt.
You have to understand this is the most valuable, most powerful, most important, most treasured thing ever in the history of the world.
Jums ir jāsaprot, ka tā ir visvērtīgākā, visspēcīgākā, visnenovērtējamākā lieta vispār visā pasaules vēsturē.
So why people don't understand this?
Bet kāpēc cilvēki to nesaprot?
That is tonight's verse.
Par to šovakar, tas ir arī šīs dienas pants, šovakar pants.
Tonight's verse is answering that question. Why people do not grasp this?
Šī vakara pāns atbild uz jautājumu, kāpēc cilvēki to neķer.
Because, as Krishna says, they are deluded by the three modes.
Tāpēc Krishna atbild, ka viņi ir maldināti ar trijām gunām.
So I hate to step on some toes here, but if you're not tasting the full nectar at every minute, then you are also deluded by the three modes. I hate to step on any toes here tonight, but if you're not tasting the sweetest nectar at every minute, then you are also deluded by the three modes.
But the first is expression. Hmm? The first line is expression.
I don't want to step on your toes.
Es negribu kāpt jums uz važacīm, bet jums ir jāsaprot, ja jūs katru minūti neizjūtat vissaldāko salmi, tas nozīmē, ka arī jūs esat maldināti.
That's an English saying. In English language, you say, I don't want to step on your... It means I don't want to be rude, or I don't want to hurt your feeling.
Jā, tas izteicies angliski nozīmē. Es negribu kāpt uz jūsu īkšķiem, es negribu būt aizskart jūs kādā veidā.
But if you're not experiencing the topmost nectar at every minute,
bet ja jūs neizjūtat visaugstāko nektāru katru minūti,
you are simply deluded. You're deluded. That's all.
Jūs vienkārši esat maldināti.
So If you're not there yet, then how do you get out of delusion? That's the question. If you're not to that, if you're not tasting the sweetest nectar, then how will one get out of that delusion? That is called the process of Krishna consciousness.
Un tas tiek saukts par Krishnas apziņas procesu.
Sadhana bhakti.
Sadhana bhakti.
So it is the most important thing that we are teaching here in the Hare Krishna movement.
Un tā ir vissvarīgākā lieta, ko mēs mācām šajā Krishnas apziņas kustībā.
How you can come out of the influence of the three modes of nature.
Kā jūs varat atbrīvoties no šo trīs materiālo gūnu ietekmes.
And taste the sweetest nectar at every minute.
Un baudīt saldāko nektāru katru minūti.
We're giving you that technique now.
Mēs dodam jums šo tehniku šobrīd.
This is called Krishna consciousness.
Un tā tiek saukta Krishnas apziņa.
It's a very simple process for those who are simple in heart.
Tas ir ļoti vienkāršs process tiem, kas savā sirdī ir vienkārši.
But if your heart is crooked,
bet taču, ja jūsu sirds ir nocietināta,
if you are a cheater,
ja jūs nesat, jūs mānaties, nesat patiesi,
you will find it very, very difficult.
Jūs atklāsiet, ka tas ir ļoti, ļoti grūti.
Therefore, we're questioning each and every one of you.
Tāpēc mēs jautājam pilnīgi katram jums.
Do not be a cheater.
Neesiet tie, kas mānās.
Be very honest with yourself and honest with others.
Esiet ļoti godīgi attiecībā pret sevi un attiecībā pret citiem.
As we say in English language, honesty is the best policy.
Kā mēs sakam angliski, godīgums ir labākā politika.
There's no reason to cheat.
Nav nekāds iemesls būt negodīgam.
If you try to cheat, you will only cheat yourself out of the highest nectar.
Ja jūs esat negodīgs, tad jūs vienkārši esat negodīgs pret sevi un pret šo augstāko nektāru.
One simply has to take shelter of Guru, Vaishnavas and scriptures.
Cilvēkam vienkārši jāpieņem ir patvērums pie Guru, Vaishnavam un, un rakstiem.
These three things.
Šīs trīs lietas.
If you will find the bona fide scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam,
Jūs atrodat patiesu svētos rakstus, Bhagavad Gita un Srimad Bhagavatam.
You study them very carefully.
Un ja jūs tos mācāties, studējat ļoti uzmanīgi.
You find the bona fide spiritual master who is speaking the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam and you surrender to him.
Tad jūs atrodat tādu virīgo skolotāju, kurš runā Bhagavad Gita un Srimad Bhagavatam un jūs nododaties viņam.
And if you will associate with those devotees who are serving the Guru and serving the scriptures.
Un ja jūs piedarboties ar tiem baktām, kas kalpo Guru un kalpo svētiem rakstiem,
then your pathway back to home, back to God, it is guaranteed.
Tad jūsu ceļš atpakaļ uz mājām, atpakaļ pie Dieva ir garantēts.
You will become out of the deluding influence of these three modes of nature.
Un tad jūs izrausieties no šīs maldinošās trīs materiālo gūnu ietekmes.
I guarantee it.
Es jums to garantēju.
So we can ask now if there's any questions.
Tagad mēs jautājam, vai ir kādi jautājumi.
Yeah.
About sadhana questions.
Sadhana jautājums.
About sadhana.
About sadhana.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel when you follow very strictly during all week, this sadhana bhakti, sometimes you feel the tired or feel you need to take rest during the week. So can we taking like from 1 week, can we take one day rest?
Dažkārt sekojot sadhanai nedēļas garumā, es jūtos ļoti noguris, vai varētu no kādu nedēļu atpūsties.
What will you do on your day of rest? What do you mean day of rest? No morning program?
Ko jūs domājat ar to, ka vienu dienu atpūsties?
No japa?
Nav japas.
What will be your day of rest?
Kāda tad būs šī jūsu diena?
Well, for example, like sometimes devotees say not able to follow all week. And I see that not everybody can from all the varieties.
Dažkārt baktis nevar veselu nedēļu sekot sadanai, piemēram, nenāk uz rīta, uz mangalārati.
Well, Krishna consciousness means, there is, Krishna says, One who is temperate in his habits of eating, sleeping, working, and recreation can mitigate all the mitigate all material pains by discharging the yoga system.
Krishna atbild, ka tas, kurš spēj, kurš viņa principā ierobežot savu kontrolēt ēšanu, gulēšanu, un kas vēl bija? Jā, tās, seksuālo dzīvi, tas, kā tam priloženīju, što vai tad čilēk možet? Sorry, what's the second part? Tas jogā sasniegts pilnību.
So you have to balance, you have to work very hard.
Jums ir jābalansē, jums ir ļoti nopietni jāstrādā.
And then you must have nice Krishna conscious recreation also.
Un tad ir vajadzīgi ļoti laba Krishnas apziņas atpūta.
Like kirtan.
Kā piemēram kirtans.
And like Bhagavad Gita class. This is recreation.
Kā un arī vienam Bhagavad Gita class. Tā ir tāda atgūšanās.
And you must also sleep.
Un arī jums ir jāguļ.
To keep your body fit and eat also.
Lai uzturētu savu ķermeni mundru un arī jāēd.
So you have to have a nice balance. Work hard, play hard, eat well and sleep well.
Tad ir jāsabalansē. Šīs lietas ir smagi jāstrādā, ir labi jāguļ, bet ir labi jāēd.
Our recreation is preaching.
Mūsu atgūšanās tā programma ir sludināšana.
If you take up the mood of pushing for this movement, the whole world becomes a gigantic playground for you.
Ja jūs noskaņosieties uz šīta viļņa, tad visa pasaule kļūst par tādu kā spēļu laukumu.
Just like a little kid gets delighted when he goes to the playground, he sees the swings and the sand pit and the fire engine and he just becomes in bliss.
Tas tā kā mazs bērns, kad viņš nokļūst rotaļu laukumā, tad viņš redz dažādas tur atrakcijas un viņš ir laimīgs.
If you will take up the mood of like Hanuman wanting to light the city of Lanka on fire.
Ja jūs noskaņosiet sevi tajā noskaņā kā Hanumans, kurš gribēja aizdzināt Lanku.
If you will take up the preaching spirit of creating a revolution here in Latvia.
Ja jums būs šī noskaņa šeit uzrīkot garīgo revolūciju Latvijā.
And every time you hit the street, your heart will bounce in ecstasy.
Tad katru reizi, kad jūs uziesiet uz ielu, tad jūs uz sirds lēkās priekā.
The greatest, happiest recreation.
Un tā būs vislabākā atgūšanās.
Any other questions?
Vēl kādi jautājumi?
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that it is extremely difficult to overcome these modes of nature. But if one strictly follows sadhana bhakti, then how long can it take so that he would overcome these modes and come up to the transcendental platform?
To which platform?
Transcendental.
The transcendental platform.
At least the mode of goodness.
At least the mode of goodness?
I'll translate.
Yes, quest translate, yeah.
Krishna Bhagavatītās saka, ir ārkārtīgi grūti pārvarēt šīs trīs materiālās pasaules gunas. Un cik jautājums ir tāds, bet cik ilgi, ja kā cilvēks ļoti nopietni seko sadhanai, cik ilgu laiku tas prasa, lai šāds cilvēks varētu pacelties vismaz līdz skaidrības gunai?
How quickly would you like to come to the transcendental platform?
Cik ātri jūs gribētos pacelties līdz transcendentālajai līmenī?
Would you like to have it immediately? You want to have it in 1 year, 10 years, 100 years, 100 lifetimes? What do you want? It's up to you. You can have it immediately if you want. It's your choice. You just have to fully accept that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna.
Mums vienkārši tikai pilnībā jāpieņem tas, ka es esmu mūžīgs Krišnas kalps.
Totally, completely accept that I am the eternal servant of Krishna.
Pilnīgi, galīgi tas ir jāpieņem, ka es esmu Krišnas kalps.
And then immediately you will come to the transcendental platform.
Jūs nekavējoties nokļūsiet uz šī transcendentālā līmeņa.
What is the difficulty?
Kāda ir grūtība?
Pure devotional service. This is a difficulty because of the desires, they can be somewhere in the deep in the heart. So that
we grūtība ir veikt šo kalpošanu tīri savā sirdī.
Therefore, guru is required.
Tāpēc skolotājs guru ir nepieciešams.
Because he will force you to give up all those subtle attachments.
Tāpēc,